I don't think the Red King liked being on television, Bill told them, especially if he knew company might be coming. Won't you have another sandwich? There are plenty, I assure you. No? Soup, then? What about you, Patrick? You're too thin, you know. Far, far too thin. Patrick turned his pad around and showed them a picture of Bill bowing in front of Susanna, a tray of neatly cut sandwiches in one metal hand, a carafe of iced tea in the other. Like all of Patrick's pictures, it went far beyond caricature, yet had been produced with a speed of hand that was eerie. Susanna applauded. Roland smiled and nodded. Patrick grinned, holding his teeth together so that the others wouldn't have to look at the empty hole behind them. Then he tossed the sheet back and began something new. "There's a fleet of vehicles out back," Bill said. "And while many of them no longer run, some still do. I can give you a truck with four-wheel drive, and while I cannot assure you it will run smoothly, I believe you can count on it to take you as far as the Dark Tower, which is no more than 120 wheels from here." Susanna felt a great and fluttery lift drop in her stomach. 120 wheels was 100 miles, perhaps even a bit less. They were close. So close it was scary. "You would not want to come upon the tower after dark," Bill said. "At least I shouldn't think so, considering the new resident. But what's one more night camped at the side of the road to such great travelers as yourselves? Not much, I should say. But even with one last night on the road, and barring breakdowns, which the gods know are always possible, you'd have your goal in sight by mid-morning of tomorrow day." Roland considered this long and carefully. Susanna had to tell herself to breathe while he did so, because part of her didn't want to.